This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want to close with this story. It grabbed a lot of people's hearts. It's not original with me. It's from Max Lucado. He talks about the earthquake of 1989 that hit Armenia. Some of you, if you reach back into your memory, will remember it. 4 minutes long, 30,000 people lost their lives in 4 minutes. It's just an incredible earthquake in Armenia, 1989. Moments after the deadly tremor ceased, a father raced to an elementary school to save his son. When he arrived, he saw that the building had been leveled. Looking at the mass of stones and rubble, he remembered a promise that he made to his son, "No matter what happens, I'll always be there for you." He remembered a promise he made to his son, "I'll always be there for you." Driven by that promise, he found the area closest to his son's room and began to pull back the debris. Other parents arrived and began sobbing for their children. "It's too late," they told him. "You know they're all dead. You can't help." Even a police officer encouraged him to give up. But this father refused. For 8 hours, then 16 hours, then 32 hours, then 36 hours, he dug. His hands were raw. His energy was gone. But he refused to quit. Finally, after 38 wrenching hours, he pulled back a large boulder and heard his son's voice. He called his boy's name, "Arman, Arman," and a voice answered him, "Dad, it's me. Dad, it's me." Then the boy added these priceless words, "I told the other children not to worry. I told them that if you were alive, you'd save me. And when you saved me, they'd be saved too. Because I told them you promised, no matter what, I'll always be there for you. I'll always be there for you." God forbid that any parent in this room would have to go through an experience like he did. And the chances are you won't, I won't. But will you have somebody in eternity that will say this, "They were always there for me spiritually. They were my prayer warrior. They were the people that interceded on my behalf. And when other people would have given up on me, they didn't give up and they kept on praying. When other people would have said, it's no use, he's dead spiritually, she's dead spiritually," there will be that parent saying, "No, I'm not going to give up. As long as I have life, I'm going to be the intercessor. As long as I have life, I'm going to pray for them. I'm going to be a blessing. I'm going to authoritatively pronounce God's favor upon that person. I'm going to reach into their future by blessing them." What's the message today on this Mother's Day? Decide to be a blessing. Jesus is the blessing. And the greatest blessing that you can bring into a person's life is to introduce them first and foremost to Jesus Christ, because he is the blessing. But you have the opportunity to do something very important, to affirm in people's lives the three things that matter: faith, hope, and love, Paul said. But the greatest of these is love. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word today from the book of Hebrews. Thank you for the gift of blessing people, affirming with our mouths, speaking an authoritative pronouncement of your favor upon someone's life, affirming the great lasting qualities, faith, hope, and love in their lives, and reaching into a child's future. We don't get it sometimes, but we reach into our children's future by saying, "God has a plan for your life. And son, I'm not sure what it is, but I know he's got a plan for your life. And daughter, he's got a plan for your life. And he's got things for you to do and people for you to see and to interact with and to be a blessing to." Affirm that in our hearts today on this Mother's Day as we honor every mother that's here today in a powerful way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.